Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
CSUN 2018 in the exhibit hall, I have found Corinne Mueller. She's a co-founder of Vital. Vital does some really interesting things with making graphics accessible, especially on tablets. Corinne, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having us.
So Vital, it's not Vital, I thought it was because of the capital T on the name, but it is Vital. And tell us, what is Vital about Vital?
Yeah, so we have software that makes learning content accessible on tablets. So the short version of what we do is putting tactile graphics on tablets. So software that you can pretty much take any learning content that you might have in your classroom, upload it to our web application, and add feedback to it. So I'll get into a little bit of the feedback in a second, but then once that content is created, we send it over to the tablet, and that's where a student that is blind or low vision can explore that learning content.
So is this on an iPhone, or what platforms would the tablets be on?
So right now we're on Android tablets,
okay.
Specifically a Samsung Galaxy Tab S3. And we're on this tablet because it has the ability to vibrate, one of the feedbacks that we use within our graphics.
And iPads do not generally have vibration feedback, so you would
not
lose it there.
Not yet.
Yes.
So that's what we're hoping. They come out with that soon, but they don't have the ability to vibrate yet.
Okay. So someone, a teacher, has a graphic that they want to make accessible.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process like, and then what does the student end up with?
Sure. So they go into our website and just go in, log into their account, and they can upload any graphic. So it might come out of Excel, it might just be an image off of Google, but they take that graph, they upload it, and it's actually all synced up with Google Classroom as well.
Okay.
So they can put that into a course, upload it, and then bring it into the Edit tab on our website within that web application. So they go to the web app, and they can run OCR, so that'll find all the text automatically within that graphic and tag it where they want the student to be able to hear what text is on that graphic. They can add haptics, so that's vibrations. We've got a library of 5 different vibrations, so they're just like different patterns of vibrations, just like you have on your cell phone. That we can add to that image, just like we have tactile discrimination on a piece of paper for tactile graphics.
Is there ways to create custom haptic patterns, or are you limited to the 5 at the moment?
Right now we only have the 5, and we'll probably add to that, but right now we have the 5 that you can use.
Okay. So you can add the haptics, you could also add text-to-speech, I'm assuming?
Yep, and then the last one, so text-to-speech and then auditory cues. So different kinds of auditory beeps and buzzes that can also tell a person where they're at. Think like on a bar graph, the best example is putting a very low tone at the bottom of that bar and a high tone at the top of that bar so that we realize when we're at the bottom and then we rise all the way to the top and we're running our finger up that bar.
Is it spatial? Could you add a line from bottom to top and have the tone go up continuously as you slide your finger up?
Yes, you can. Yeah, so it's very customized.
You would pretty much kind of indicate a range or of a tone or somehow you would do that on the web, on
right.
The web app.
Yep, so you add audio gradient to those graphics.
Okay. Now, to clarify, and I know this is not a challenge unique to you guys, but the web app, the creation of the graphics is not necessarily something a blind person could do at the moment, correct? You have to be sighted to do it.
Yeah, not yet. So in the future, we'd like to automate the process completely of making those graphics more accessible and adding that feedback to them. But at this moment, we're kind of learning where we need to add that feedback and where the best placement is for all the different types of graphics that we run into in classrooms. So right now, no, but in the future, we hope so.
Perhaps there's some possibilities with programs that generate graphics, say Word or Excel, you can do graphs and things like that where you know the data is going to be consistent, what you're going to get from it every single time, right? That would help you out.
Right, yeah, I think that's definitely possible, that we can take that data input, create a graph, and then shoot out an image that has the correct feedback applied.
What's the pricing model? Do you pay software as a service or is it per image? Or?
It's a subscription base. So the subscription is $3.99 a year for a student. And then it's free for all teachers and support staff to create unlimited graphics for their students.
And they'd also need to buy the tablet?
Yes, and the tablet that we use, it's about a $500 tablet, but the tablet can be used for anything else. So you could download any other app on it. You know, we are open to being able to use that hardware for whatever need for that student.
Do you sell the tablet, or would they just get it wherever?
We sell the tablet as well, so we can bundle the tablet with the software and provide all that so it can be set up in the classroom.
So the student subscription, if you download the app, I guess they put in some sort of passcode or something to make the app sync up, or?
Yeah, so what we can do, so back on the web app end, we use Google Classroom to sync students and teachers together.
Okay.
And then we also built out, so if you're not within Google Classroom, we can do that ourselves. So you can create a Vital account, you log in, if you're a teacher, you create a course, you add those students, you enroll them, it's called, within that course, and then you can share all the content that you add to that course automatically with that student.
Are there any low vision cues that go with the haptics and sound and everything else?
It's the way the feedback's applied is no different for someone that's low vision, but we do allow, we actually use the accessibility features that are within the tablet, like the color contrast, and we can use all that talkback within the tablet so that whether it be someone low vision or it's blind can use the accessibility features.
Does it coexist with talkback, or do you have to turn talkback off while you're in the app?
It coexists.
Okay. Awesome. The website, what's the address?
It's www.vital.education.
Oh, that's right. One of those new fancy domain names.
Yes,
hey,
that
education.
Nice.
Actually, let me ask you one more. Speaking of education, just thought of this. Sharing graphics between classrooms, say you have different schools using the same curriculum, is that a possibility available right now? Or?
That's going to be coming. That's a good point. So soon we'd like to add, we're going to be adding a repository, so almost like a library of all the graphics, so that teachers aren't limited to just the graphics they created. They can share these graphics with other teachers, and soon build up this repository of all the digital accessible learning content that might be out there for our students.
Awesome. Once again, vital.education. Yes, one of those new domains. That is a real web address. And how can people get in contact with you?
So they can reach out to us at our website. There's a contact form, or they can catch us at info@vital.education.
And you have a Twitter?
We have a Twitter as well. It's @vital4education.
Thank you so much, Corinne. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.